Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins, Helena Boucher, and Matt Persia. And I want to ask the question, competence versus credentials. How do you tell when credentials don't equal competence and when credentials are important? Helena, can you kick us off?
Sure. And I think credentials are critical for like life and death stuff, like doctors, veterinarians. I was a credential junkie for a long time. And I think that a lot of people hide behind the credential because they're in learning mode all the time and there's no actual practice to back it up or not enough practice to back it up. And so I have like tons of certifications and whatnot, but my real competence didn't land until I had about, you know, 6-7 years of experience doing the same thing over and over again. So I think credentials are legitimate and I think they're needed, but I think that the ability to demonstrate the competence in a concrete manner is sometimes more important.
I looked at it slightly differently. From my perspective, you know, you can get credentials. I mean, you can spend as much money as you want and you can hang as much paper as you want on the wall, and credentials are good, but what you do with that is what matters. Can you be credentialed competent? And what that means is, can you apply what you've learned in the appropriate manner? I mean, you look at an airline pilot, you know, he could have lots of credentials in the simulator, but if he actually has to respond like a Sully Sullenberg did, you know, that was more than just credentials. I look at credentials as theory. But at the end of the day, can you apply? Arrogant people tend to turn people off, but there are some fields where you want people that are really arrogant because they know how good they really are. Those are guys that take off and land from aircraft carriers. Those are brain surgeons. And those are people who just are really, really good at what they've learned. But learned is not the operative word. It's their competency as it relates to it.
Yeah, those are all great points. And I think the credentials are what gets you invited to the party, right? Mm-hmm. To bring you into the conversation when you're applying for jobs. That's what people look for, the credentials, that you have the knowledge and you put the time in to study and acquire those skills. But the competency, to your point, Stuart, is the application of the theory. So that might be more important in some areas than others, but I look at it as a step, right? So you get your credentials first, and then you have the opportunities to prove your competency through application and practice. So there are some places where you might already be in the conversation without the credentials, but you need to prove, right? You need to prove it with the competency. So competency, I do think, takes time to show and demonstrate that you have that, where credentials are like, that's the minimum level of competency, if you will. You have the knowledge you acquired, you took time to study, but then prove it.
Yeah, I know when I got my credentials originally, all the pieces of paper I have hanging behind me, I hung up my shingle and I was like, I know what I'm doing. And then I realized I have no idea what I'm doing. And it took me years, to your point, Helena, years to really feel like, okay, all of the theory and all the things I learned that went into the DR dot that goes in front of my name, I now actually know how to apply. And this really came up for me in bright colors last week, because I'm doing some work where I've been given a graduate student who I'm supervising. And I realized that he's very much by the book, like we have to do it this way and this way. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works in the real world. Just relax and trust your knowledge. And I think that that is something that people don't realize when they first get credentials, they think, okay, now I know.
Yeah, that was a great point too. And I think competence is also related to confidence, being able to actually put that in practice. So same thing, coming out of school, I was a fitness trainer, a personal trainer. I'm like, oh, I know everything. And then actually getting in front of clients and teaching them for the first time, you kind of forget everything at that point too. And I had a certifications that said I was qualified to do this job, but I didn't have the experience or the confidence to actually do it. And that's the competence and confidence you only get over time through practice.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to hire someone, how do you determine if they're competent, but maybe not credentialed, or they're credentialed, but maybe not competent? Like, how do you make those decisions as someone who's going to hire someone else?
Typically in the roles I've had in the past, by the time they get to me, their credentials have been validated. Mm. And some of their competency has also been validated, but your credentialing will find you out, or lack of competence will find you out very quickly during the course of a conversation or when you actually get a chance to apply it. Mm. So, I mean, I would almost take somebody that is maybe less credentialed, but showed more steadiness from a competency standpoint, because I could probably teach them what they needed to know to continue to be successful.
Mm. So it's interesting. I had the kind of opposite in Matt, to your point, for a long time. It took me forever to get my bachelor's degree. And really what propelled me over the finish line was I was working at a big hospital and I was kind of in an admin role. And I had developed a big database, financial database that saved the department tons of money and allowed them to track things. And they gave me a 10 cent an hour raise and a title change. And I was like, okay. And I asked why, and they said, well, you don't have a degree. So it is the price of admission in some places, mm-hmm. but it isn't in others. And I think it's important to differentiate. And to your point, Stuart, you know, if you have somebody who's highly motivated and has lesser credentials, you can do a lot with that person often. Mm-hmm.
I had a really similar experience when I worked in corporate, where I was far and away the best employee they had, but I couldn't get promoted. I couldn't get raises. I couldn't anything. And for the same reason, well, you don't have a degree. And at the time, like, I was furious. I'm like, that's dumb. I can do this work. But on the flip side of that, I have hired people myself in my business who look like they have this whole string of successes. You know, their website has all the right words on it and whatever. And I've hired them and realized not only are they not credentialed, they're not competent. And I paid them a lot of money and they don't know what they're doing.
I think it is a fine balance between the type of work you're doing, the roles, and what the optics are too. I think that's a big point of it too, is some organizations only are going to hire if you have the credentials, because they could say that we have these many people that are credentialed. So they're mm-hmm. experts in their field. I was in a similar situation where I was looking for a promotion in a previous organization, but because I work for a preventive healthcare company, and I felt like at some times I couldn't get to that next level because I wasn't a doctor. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that credential of being a doctor. And not that I share all the knowledge about being a doctor, but there were some pieces that do overlap. And we're talking about lifestyle, medicine, exercise, nutrition. There's a lot of overlap between the things I did and what mm-hmm. the physicians would do. Mm-hmm. And what I would say from a hiring standpoint, again, when you have recruiters and the technology of software that are scanning resumes, they are looking for the credentials. And I would almost say, if I was, you know, in charge of hiring, how can you put a competency test in that process to also weed out those who just have credentials, but those credentials might be 15, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And there might be so many new things in that industry for that particular job and for a particular role that aren't as relevant as they were back then. So mm-hmm. I think there should be a level of, you know, you have the credentials, how can we test the competency before that conversation, which in most cases, Stuart, to your point, you can weed people out easily. But if they don't get through that first, you know, pass because they don't have the credentials, you might be overlooking people who are highly competent.
Yeah, I feel like going with only credentials is a little bit lazy, because you miss those really competent people who just don't happen to have, you know, the letters.
I was just thinking that competence is probably tied very closely to common sense. You know, just bear with me a second. Sometimes I've known people that have all these credentials, but then the only way they know how to apply it is through this pragmatic process they learn through the credentialing process. Whereas someone who maybe doesn't have the same credentials but has work experience is able to cut right through the problem and solve it in a more congruent fashion than the person who's credentialed. Because the credentialed person is going to get bogged down, to your earlier point, Robin, and well, this is how we did it in school and this is the process we're supposed to take. Sometimes the 75% solution is good enough.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that it's easy to miss those people who are just really have a good degree from the School of Hard Knocks, but it's hard to find them because all of the systems look for credentials. And speaking as someone who had a degree from the School of Hard Knocks before I ever went to school, I've been through that loop and I know how hard it is. So that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.